Hutton Orbital Incident Report. Date of incident, 4th June 2019. Location, Arenak. Type of incident, assault on me. Anyway, reporting officer, Mia Harkness. Well, it all started innocently enough. My colleagues were going out to hunt down some ne'er-do-wells in Arenak. I hadn't taken my Challenger out for ages, so I thought, yeah, what's the worst that can happen? Well, I was going to find out, wasn't I? I got in system and headed over to the Hazres site at Arenak 2. There were some dodgy characters in there and no mistake. Bashed up ships with laser burns along the hull. Cursing and swearing across the comms and weapons in a hair trigger. I did relax a bit though when I realised they were our guys. The Corvettes, three Corvettes and the Vulture were carving up the zone, separating wanted ships from the herd and laying into them without mercy. A Federal dropship fell, then an Anaconda, followed by two Crate Phantoms and a DBX and a Wing. Then things get quiet, too quiet. All the trigger fingers get itchy, so when I passed in front of Madure to investigate a nearby Viper, he dropped his Ladies of Lacon calendar and let loose with every bit of firepower at his disposal. If it hadn't been for my masterful piloting skills, the psychotic bastard would have taken me out there and then. Warnings flashed up and he realised he had been fined 400 credits for assault. Quite right. He jumped out before every ship in the Hazres site turned on him, including the hotbox pilots. Well, 400 credits is 400 credits. Shortly thereafter, Wraith Bobby B got all shooty when he turned his barge of a Corvette round and saw a ship in front of him. My ship. Again, lasers, bang, dodge, boost, dodge, and Bobby earns a 400 credit fine for assault. Both pilots dropped in at Leningrad to have a word with the authorities, but they were having none of it. They were sent to a prison ship for a crime they most certainly did commit. These men promptly escaped, well, paid their fines and were released from a maximum security penal ship. Hunted by Momus Bog Spaniels, they make a living as independent pilots and a lap dancer. If no one else is available, and if you can find them in the bar, then maybe you can hire Madure and Bobby. Actually, Bobby makes plenty of credits as a pilot, so we're not really sure why he does the lap dancing, but he's very insistent. They both paid their respective debts to society, but they're both worth a watching as well. And you want to avoid Bobby if you're in the bar. Be warned, and happy Korean Children's Union Foundation Day. Mia Harkness, Apology Officer, Team Hotbox, sorry again.